feeling that I'm eating the same old same old food. What's up, cracking up for a looking? Well, come on over for something. We either 6-inch sub or 12-inch football. Subway, eat fresh. And also be sponsored by Sparkling. Hey now, Aaron Williams. Now, to start it off today, here's your host, King Stephen. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you. Welcome to the Nation of Wakanda 2.0 show. I am your host, King Stephen. Sorry about that, just eating. And today's episode is another entry into the job journal. Dear journal. As this semester is coming to an end, and with the students basically finishing up their classes and their finals, heck, even some of them are going for graduation. I just received word that there is going to be a summer session for the camps and also for the students. Certain people be like, oh, why do I have to be at school for the summer? But it turns out it's actually very good. They can pass classes in the summer and also get ahead in their life. With the new semester of fall coming soon, there's going to be a lot of jobs opening up here at Butler. And since I am have a job that has a union, that means other job offers are going to be coming up here soon. But I am going to be transitioning to the morning shift because I'm starting to get much older. And also, with me about to get married in about 145 days, I have to make sure I be around for my family. Because I want to start a family someday. And I can't do that if I'm working the night shift. And, but in doing so, I am also going to be making another history. I got a job offer for a part-time position a job interview for a part-time bartending job over at Penn's Mechanic. It's basically a video game place. They also serve drinks, everything. And it's this Wednesday, but before I do that, about that interview, I have about 3 things to take care of. Gotta go donate plasma, pay rent, and also get my second COVID shot, because the interview is at is exactly at 2 p.m. on Wednesday. Oh, but there's more. You see, for anyone that's working and is getting their COVID shots, getting both of them, if you show your insurance and also to your boss, you actually get $100. So, sorry about that, folks. Just finishing my lunch. Because I had no idea you can actually get $100 from your job by showing your insurance card after you get your COVID shot. That's awesome. To everyone out there, please get your COVID shots, please. I know I was hesitant first, but it's actually much better. But we all have lost everyone during this coronavirus 1 year ago. But with this COVID vaccine, we can stop this COVID for. Stop COVID-19 for good. Undo the horrors that this virus has done. Prevent more deaths and more people getting sick. And we can get back to normal. And plus, don't do it do it for yourself and also do it for your family. Now, people have been asking me, with this job bidding coming up at the end of the summer session, they're asking, which one are you going to go with? Are you going to stay at the Plum Market, transfer to the morning shift, and be a cook there so you can work there? And go out for the bar and still doing your bartending job, or take my other boss's position, go upstairs and go after the one of the cook positions or chefs and still do your bartending. That's a big question, but I will make that decision when the time comes. But before I even go after it, it has to be seniority that goes after it. So what I'm going to do when the semester is over, I'm going to relax. I'm going to go home. I'm going to relax, spend more time with my family, work the summer session, get everything done for my wedding, and start moving to a new place soon. That's the right thing to do. But my queen's birthday is coming up. She's going to be turning 27 years old. Now, I know certain people are like, is she 2 years younger than you? Y'all need to stop judging people because of their age. Age is just a number, okay? What matters is the love the two people share with one another. Don't let anyone keep you from finding that love. If anyone's judging you because you're dating someone of a different age, they're not your real friends. They're just haters. Yeah, you don't want to surround yourself with toxic people that want to ruin your life. Well, that concludes the job journal for today. Join me tomorrow for the last entry of my job journal at around noon tomorrow. This is King Steven signing off for today. And Wakanda forever. Good night, everyone.